Hey, what's up, everybody? In tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about sales. And before you even start to think about the techniques involved around sales, if you're looking to improve the sales in your business, there's one thing that is by far and away the most important thing you have to address first before you even look at any of that stuff. And in tonight's episode, I'm going to be taking you through that and why it's important for you to do this in your business. Stay tuned. This is the Billy Rickman Show podcast. Being in business over the past few years has become increasingly demanding. As a business owner, it's getting harder to know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. The constant changes and updates in business can make you feel overwhelmed. So the question is, how do you stay ahead of the game, stay motivated, and create a business that doesn't just keep the doors open, but achieves serious profit? This podcast will answer that question. I'm Billy Rickman, and this is Success Sessions. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Billy Rickman Show podcast. I hope you've had an amazing day today. And in today's episode, we are going to be talking about the sales mindset and why it's one of the most important things that you need to get hold of, like a positive mindset anyway, if you are going to get better at sales. And for me, sales is something I'm incredibly passionate about. I talk about it a lot on the podcast. And, you know, I speak to so many business owners every day, every week, and a lot of them are in a situation where they feel trapped by their business. They either can't pay the bills, they struggle to pay wages every week, rent is behind, they owe money to the ATO, all of these different things. And not just that they're like business owners, even if they're not struggling, they can't generate enough revenue that makes them feel like the reward is worth the sacrifices and everything all the hard work they do to put into their business, right? And so they just feel trapped. They feel chained to their business that they can't escape. They can't get ahead. And there's a lot of different ways that you can improve a business, right? We talk about them on the podcast: systemization, better recruitment, more profitability and services, heaps of different ways. But one of the easiest and quickest ways that you can build more revenue or higher revenue is simply to become better at selling. So why don't people do it? Well, it's because they have such a negative association when it comes to sales, right? They are just, for one reason or another, society, through their learning, through experience with other bad salespeople, they've just got this relationship with sales that, it makes them feel like it's not a good thing. And because they have that negative association with sales, they don't want to do it. And they say, I'm not good enough at sales. I can't be good enough at sales. I don't want to be good at sales. Like all these different things. But fundamentally, sales is a thing that actually will help them to either get closer to their goals quicker or get them out of the trouble that they're in, in their business at the moment. And one of the things that I'm doing to help people sell in business is creating a sales program. Now, the sales program is going to be available for all of our Limitless coaching clients. It's also going to be available for people who do our marketing campaign. So we bolt it on so they can learn how to sell to all the leads that are coming in. As I was writing it, I've been writing, and I was speaking to Ali tonight about what's going in, the difference between what's going into our coaching program and what's going into this additional sales program. And, she was saying to me, why don't you put just the selling of the marketing leads, right? Selling to the marketing leads in this program and all the other stuff around sales with the psychology and all the rest of it into the coaching program. And I was explaining to her that it couldn't be done. Because if you don't actually remove the negative beliefs and associations with sales, then you'll never actually implement and execute on the content that I'm giving you in terms of how to sell, right? So the strategy doesn't mean anything if you don't actually change your psychology around the subject. Now, this goes for a whole bunch of things in life, right? If you think that you're in a bad relationship, that you're probably going to take actions or not take actions that's going to help that relationship because you have a negative view of it. And same with sales, right? If you look at sales, like all those things I just mentioned, like it's a negative thing, it's a bad thing, it's pushy, I don't want to take people's money, all those different things, then you're never ever going to execute on good sales practice because you see the sales topic as being something that's negative. So if you can't get your psychology right around sales, then you can't get the strategy right with sales. And so to sort of go through this conversation further with Ali, I said, let me read you the opening unit in the sales program. And because I wanted to show her exactly what I meant. And when I was thinking about a podcast to do tonight, I was like, well, maybe I could just share with you the initial unit. I'll read through the content of the first video. There's like a whole bunch of videos in there. They're all bite-sized videos that help you firstly to understand sales, get your psychology right, and then gives you all the scripts and overcoming objections on how to actually become good at sales so that you can implement them in your business. But I thought it was like relevant to express my point or to really highlight my point to read this to her. And I thought afterwards that maybe this would be good content to share with you guys as well, to maybe have a little subtle shift and to start to get you thinking about sales in a different light. So I'm going to read it to you word for word exactly as it's written. Welcome to sales. If you're thinking right now that sales isn't your thing and you're not looking forward to this learn, then I urge you to, in the very least, approach this program with an open mind. Sales is the lifeblood of your business. It's the thing that feeds your family, pays the bills, puts your kids through schooling, lets you go on holidays, buys presents for your loved ones. Whether you know it or not, whether you're actively selling in your business each day or sales just happen in your business, the thing to know about sales is that it makes the world go round. Sales gives you everything you have now in your business and in some instances in your life. And if done right, sales can provide you with everything you have ever dreamed of and a whole lot more. There's all sorts of misconceptions around sales, and it feeds into most people's beliefs that either firstly, they can't do sales, or that secondly, sales is a dirty word and they don't want to be that salesperson. But both of those things are flagrantly false. Sales is actually one of the most beautiful things in the world. Sales is one of the oldest professions in the world, and when done correctly, it adds immense value to people's lives. Sales brings joy to those people who buy from you. I mean, have you ever given this thought to this scenario? A lady comes in to see you and inquires about transforming her hair from flat to fab. She wants to go blonde, but because a few months ago she saw a photo on Instagram of her and her friends, and in her eyes, they all look great and she doesn't. Regardless of whether this is true or not, it's her reality. She's lacking confidence, and over the last few months, she becomes a recluse, not wanting to go anywhere or do anything. She finally gets the courage to inquire about changing her hair, and through your positive sales techniques, you persuade her to do it. She gets her hair done and she's thrilled. For the first time in months, she's looking at herself in the mirror with a smile. She's got a bounce in her step and it feels like she's finally getting her confidence back. Friday night comes around and she asks her friends, what's the plan? Her friends are excited and that she wants to go out again, and they jump at the chance to catch up. They end up going to a bar and she sees a man there. She goes to order a drink and she starts talking to him. They hit it off and exchange numbers. Over the next few weeks, they get to know each other and they actually start dating. This leads to a serious relationship and they end up getting engaged. A year later, they're happily married and end up having 3 beautiful children together. So let me ask you, what was the trigger for this? That's right, the fact that you sold them your services. And if you didn't, then her life could have been drastically different. She might have never went out that night or had the confidence to say hello to the man at the bar. Sales aren't about being pushy or forcing someone to buy. It's about offering opportunities to people that makes them feel better and improves the quality of their life. When you think about sales in this way, you start to see things that you've been told about sales or the beliefs that you have around sales are not true. There's one secret to great sales, and that is this. If you learn to love sales, then you will become great at sales. Yep, you have to learn to love sales if you ever want to be great at selling. In this program, I'm going to debunk all of the beliefs you previously had, and I'm going to replace them with positive beliefs that help you to succeed. So let's get into it. Enjoy this program and get excited. Becoming great at sales will change your life in ways you never knew possible. So let's dive in. In the next unit, we're going to find out exactly where some of your negative beliefs around sales come from. So that's the first unit. Like I said, they're all sort of small bite-sized videos and written content. And as we go through and break down all the psychology of sales, we then go into actually the strategy about how to actually do it. We'll give you scripts and overcoming objections, all these different things. And again, but as I mentioned to Ali, if I don't actually talk about the psychology of sales, the psychology around sales, and I don't actually shift people's mindset and their beliefs around it, and they don't actually learn that selling is adding value to somebody's life, it's giving them a gift. And when you do sales properly, you never have to worry about being the pushy salesperson, because the only people who are pushy salespeople are bad salespeople. A great salesperson is never a pushy salesperson. Never. A great salesperson holds their client's hand and takes them on a journey, and so we can understand, so they can understand what the problems and the pain is for that client and give them a solution to help them to fix that problem firstly and give them a better quality of life secondly. And so if you're thinking in your mind right now, I don't like sales, I have a negative attachment to sales, I think the sales are like pushy, I hate, you know, all those different things, I hate taking money from clients. If you're thinking that, the only reason you're thinking that is because of your past experiences around sales, perhaps what you've been taught, or secondly, your own experiences from bad salespeople. If you can shift your mindset around sales, you can start to see sales as more of a positive thing and really understand what sales is, then you will start to learn better sales habits, you'll learn better sales skills. And the next time you're talking to your clients, or your team are talking to your clients, when you pass this information on, they will actually come across as someone who genuinely cares and someone who's invested in making their clients' lives better. And when you do that, your sales will massively increase and your business will no longer be that thing that holds you down, shackles you down, that where you feel like you can't escape. Instead, you'll be having tons of profit. Instead, you'll be having happy clients. Instead, you'll be like, you know, not worrying about bills. You'll be able to do better things in your life, and you'll finally feel like the amount of time you put into your business and the sacrifices is all worth it, because the reward at the end is something worth doing. Anyway, that's it. That's my lesson for today. It's my thoughts around sales and how important changing your mindset is around sales. And if you have staff who, you know, struggle with it and they're not very good at sales, just understand it's the negative associations attachment they have around sales that you first need to shatter. And I don't mean just like break away, like you need to absolutely dismantle them, to shatter them, and then replace them with positive sales beliefs. And once they do that, they'll see the light firstly, and they'll start to implement a better sales process, which will give them results, it will give their clients results, and you'll have a happier and healthier business. That's it. I hope you liked it. If you did, like, share, comment, subscribe to the podcast. I'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the Billy Rickman Show podcast. Until then, see you later, guys. Bye-bye. Want to keep up to date with all my videos, posts, and free content? Head to Facebook and like my page at facebook.com/BillyRickmanOfficial. You can also find me on Instagram by searching TheRealB_Rickman.